And we're excited that Brother Brown is here and with us and ready to preach. Thank you, Brother Brown. We want you to come on and sing or jump, whatever you feel led to do. We love the Browns very much. Come take your liberty in the Lord.
He's all I need, amen. He is truly all I need. I'll try not to be before you too long, but I do have some scripture to read in your hearing, amen. If you would, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Start to read at the 7th verse. And it said, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us." Not of us. The 8th verse says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed." Have trouble, but I'm not stressed out. We are perplexed, but not in despair. I still got hope. I don't understand why these things are coming along, but I still got hope. It said, persecuted, but not forsaken. I'm going to get some bumps along the way. People are going to throw some blows along the way. But God has not forgotten about me. It says, cast down but not destroyed. Sometimes I might even get knocked down, but I'm still not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. If you jump real quick to Psalms 118 says, and 17 says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I'm going to read that one more time. It said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Did you get that in your spirit? Amen. I'm going to say it one more time. Amen. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Turn to somebody and tell that person, I'm still going to live. Turn to somebody else and say, I'm still going to live. I know that it don't seem right, amen. I know the circumstances don't sound right, amen. But it don't matter what the devil do to me, amen. I'm still going to live, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless us, Lord. Bless us right now, Lord. Lift up our heads, Lord. Lift up our hearts and our minds, Lord. Lord, help us to believe and trust in you, Lord, that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. And all things are possible, Lord, to them that believe, Lord. Bless each and every one in the service, Lord. Bless the ones that are not in this service, Lord. Lord, but bless them anyhow, Lord. Lord, bless this word, Lord. Bless the speaker, Lord. Bless the hearers, but most of all, Lord, bless the doers of the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm still going to live. You know, there's a lot of things going on in this life, in this time, in this season. The devil wants us to believe that we don't have any hope. The devil wants us to believe that we are not going to get to our expected end. Now, Jesus has came down. He's died on the cross. And more so than just dying, he rose from the grave. Even though it seemed like Jesus was dead and the hope of us was lost, he got up. Glory be to God. He got up because there still was work to do. Amen. If he had stayed in the grave, amen, his job wouldn't have been completed. But he came down here not only to die for our sins, but he got up out of that grave, symbolic to us going down in a watery grave and being able to come up in the newness of life. Amen. Amen, somebody. The devil will try to blind our minds. Amen. As the scripture has said, he has blinded the mind of the people, amen. And the blindfolds that he put on us, amen, is the absence of hope, amen. It's not that we don't see another day. It's not that we don't see our deliverance, but he tried to blind our minds that it's not obtainable, amen. Amen, somebody. I just have a few scriptures to read in your hearing, amen. But I want you to understand something, that it doesn't matter if I'm cast down, amen. It doesn't matter if I'm perplexed sometimes, amen. Sometimes we can go through things and we don't understand, Lord, why is it that you're taking me through, amen. Glory be to God, amen. I can sometimes seem perplexed, amen. I can seem sometimes cast down, amen, but I am not destroyed, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Sometimes I can seem confused and perplexed, but I'm not in despair, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. I still have my hope in Jesus, amen. And Jesus, with Jesus, I can do all things, amen, through Christ that strengthened me, amen. If I don't have the strength, God can give me strength, amen. If I don't have the faith, God can increase my faith, amen. If I don't have the means, God got riches and houses and land, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. He can do anything I need him to do, amen. And even if I'm sick in my body, the Bible says that he was wounded. Oh, glory be to God, amen. He was wounded for our transgressions, amen. Bruised for our iniquities, amen. And with his stripes, amen. I don't know about you, but with his stripes, amen, I'm healed, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God, amen. Go with me, if you will, to a familiar passage of scriptures, amen. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Brother Harper, would you read for me, amen, if you don't mind? Ezekiel 37, amen. We'll start at the first verse, amen. One thing about it, amen, when we're trying to serve Jesus, he has to have his hand upon us, amen. I can't try to serve Jesus and have the devil hand on me. The Bible says, and the hand of the Lord was upon me. Read for me. See, the Bible speak about that spirit, amen. The Bible speak about the spirit going where it listeth, meaning that it goes where it will, amen. And the Bible says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, amen. And I don't know about you, but we got to live in a place where we give the spirit free reign, amen. We don't want to quench the spirit, amen. But we want to let the spirit go where it wants to go, amen. And not only let the spirit go where it wants to go, but let the spirit carry me where it wants me to go, amen. Amen, somebody. Read for me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can get in a situation where it seems like there is no life, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. But I have to remind myself, I'm still going to live, amen. I know this might seem like a dark place, but I'm still going to live, amen. I know that it might not seem like there's life, but I'm still going to live, amen. Read for me. See, one thing about it, glory be to God, sometimes we can get in a dark place, amen. We can be perplexed with what we're going through, amen. And sometimes we don't know how we're going to get out of this dark place, amen. We don't know how I'm going to get out of this trial that I'm in, amen. And sometimes you can go back or stay up late at night or get up early in the morning and just begin to pace the floor. Lord, I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. This seems like all the chips are against me. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this trial and this tribulation. Amen. Amen. Read for me. We got a lot of troubles in this day and time. Amen. Somebody said the dog won't bark. Amen. And the cat won't meow. Amen. And the cow won't moo. Amen. We got a lot of situations. Amen. Amen. If it ain't our body, amen, then it's our mind. Amen. If it ain't our mind, then it's our finances, amen. And if it ain't our finances, it's our job. And if it ain't our job, now it's our children. It's always something going on, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Read for me.
And lo, they were very dry.
Mm-hmm.
He said unto me, Son of Man, can these bones?
But now the Lord is going to ask us a question. You say you got faith. But now, can your situation change? You say you believe in me, but do you really believe that I could change your situation? He asked the prophet a question, can these bones live again? Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
And I answered, oh, Lord God, thou knowest.
Well, Lord, I know you know the answer. But God, sometimes he already know the end from the beginning, amen.
Amen.
But sometimes he just want to see where we are. He can say sometimes, Brother Banks, will you get out of this situation, amen. Brother Dempsey, will you get that raise, amen. Brother Knowles, will you come out of this sickness, amen. God already know the answer, amen.
Amen.
But he want to know, where is your faith, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. You testify that I can do all things but fail. Amen. But where is your faith? Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Our faith is tested and tried. Amen. A lot of times. Amen. A lot of times we're tested every day. Amen. On just how strong our faith is. Amen. And I'm not somebody up here standing up here talking like my faith is through the roof. Amen. because I'm just like you, amen. Sometimes I ask God to help increase my faith, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. Read for me. Mm-hmm. Are you telling me that even though something is dead, it still can hear? Lord, you told me to prophesy to these bones. Lord, these bones are dead. It's dead and they're very dry. But you said prophesy to these bones? How many of you know there's nothing too dead that it can't hear the word of the Lord? Amen. I don't care what it is, there's nothing too dead that it can't hear when God started talking. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. When God started talking, everything got to listen. Amen. I know you don't been in your house, amen, and we was running around and you heard lightning and thundering and then everybody get quiet, amen. Because we got to pay attention to what God is doing, amen. We don't know where our end will be, but we know when he began to speak, amen, we got to be quiet, amen. Oh, glory be to God and hear what God is doing. Read for me again. Mm-hmm. Well, do you know what he's doing right now? He's speaking faith. He's telling them what shall come to pass. Glory be to God. He's telling them what will happen. Amen. The Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. You might not see your deliverance right now. Amen. But you don't have to see it to believe it. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. I don't have to see what God is going to do just to believe that he's going to do it. Amen. The Bible said if I can see it, then it's not faith. And the Bible also said the just shall live by. Come on, somebody. And the just shall live by faith. That don't mean they come and go just like they're going to a park. Sometimes they have faith, sometimes they don't have faith. But that faith got to be just like you're going and living in your house. You don't vacation at your house because that's where you live. We can't vacation in faith because we got to live in faith. Amen, somebody. We got to live what God told us to live, amen. And he said the just shall live by faith. Amen. Read for me. Yes. Let me go back. Let's not skip over that last part. Amen. Go back. Read that again. And I will do what? I will live. We can't get caught up in our situation where we don't believe that we won't live. Amen. He said it by faith. I'm going to cause breath to come upon you. And in that last part that we cannot jump over, he said, and live. I'm going to live. I don't know about you, but you got to speak it to yourself. Amen. I'm going to live. Amen. You got to say it to yourself. Say it to yourself. I'm going to live. Say it to yourself, I'm going to live. Say it to yourself, I'm going to live. Oh, glory be to God. I'm going to live, amen, and declare the works of the Lord. Read for me. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And what? And what? Wait a minute. Don't y'all catch something that's happening here? Everything that God do, he's going to make it where you still going to live. It don't matter what the circumstance, it don't matter what the situation, it don't matter what he's doing, we're still going to live, amen. And then he says, I will lay sinew on you. If you know anything about the medical stuff, I don't even say terminology, but medical stuff, Sinew is like a tendon. Amen. Amen, somebody. A tendon, in this term, to connect bones to muscle. Amen. And then the way the scripture says, or the Bible says, sinew can also be used as a ligament to attach bone to bone. Amen. Now, it's one thing to put things in order. Amen. But it's another thing to make sure they don't ever separate. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Y'all get that later. Amen. Read for me. Read for me.
And you shall know that I am the Lord.
Yes.
Wait
a minute, I did what the Lord told me to do. I prophesied as I was commanded. God told me to do this, and I did exactly what God told me to do. Amen. And I have to say, woe is me. Because sometimes God tells me to do something, and I don't always obey. Amen. Sometimes God tells me to pray a little bit more, and I don't always obey. Amen. Sometimes God tells me to push the plate away a little bit more, and I don't always obey. Amen. Some people like those pork chops and greens. Amen. Some people like that sweet potato pie. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Amen. That cake and ice cream that tastes too good. I say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. But the scripture says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And then guess what happened? When you do what God tell you to do, then God began to work. Read for me, brother.
And as I prophesied, there was an order.
Wait a minute. When I obey God, then I start to hear that God is doing something. It didn't take long for God to start moving after I obeyed. Sometimes I get in trouble a lot of times because I don't obey. I'm drawn away by my own lust and enticed. Because I don't obey, things don't happen as quickly as it could happen. The prophet said in the scripture, I prophesied as I was commanded, and then there was a noise. And how many of you know if something don't happen, you won't hear sound? If I tell somebody to clap their hands just because I said, that don't mean you will hear the sound of clapping until somebody begin to clap. So when the noise came, that means God was already moving. Amen. Read for me. Mm-hmm.
The bones came together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them.
Mm-hmm.
The skin covered them, but there was no breath in them.
See, sometimes if we're not careful, let me linger around this seventh verse for a quick minute. Amen. The scripture says, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. You know, the shaking or the noise came because of the shaking. Not the noise came before the shaking. One thing about it, God had begun to do a movement. Things already started to shake even before I began to hear it. Amen. God started to shake the place, amen. And the scripture says that bones came to his bone. Now let me park right there for a quick second, amen. It's funny that, it's not funny in the sense of funny, but it's something to try to imagine in your mind that in a valley full of very dry bones, the scripture said bone came to his bone. The ankle bone didn't come up here to the arm. The wrist bone didn't go down to the leg. My metacarpals, I think that's what the toes are. Somebody help me out. Yeah, that's all right. I'm going to say the toe bones.
The toe bones didn't go to my neck, amen. My head didn't land on my knee, amen. The Bible said the bone came to his bone. And how many of you know the Bible, the scripture says that the bones were very dry. And if you know anything about dry bones, when you start to rub together, start to drag them a little bit, the bones start to separate, grind up, start to form dust. But God was in this thing, amen. Those bones came together. They didn't grind up, amen. They didn't come to dust, amen. Because God was working in those bones, amen. The scripture also said that the sinew came up upon those bones, amen, and the skin, amen. Like I said, the Rome bone didn't go, the foot bone didn't go to the hip bone, amen, and the neck bone didn't go to the thigh bone. They said the bone went to his bone, amen. Oh, glory be to God. But even when the bone came together, the Bible says there still was no breath in them, amen. Sometimes if we're not careful, we'll look like we put all together, amen. But there could be no life in us, amen. There could be no breath in us, amen. We could be just like some dead men walking, amen. We look put together, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. We look like we got it all figured out, amen. But we can just be dead men walking, amen. With no life, amen. With no hope, amen. But the Bible said when I got Jesus, amen, I got my hope, amen. When I got the Lord of Lords, amen, and the King of Kings, amen, I do have hope, amen. Right now, I might be in a sleep season, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. Glory be to God. I read some scriptures, amen, talking about Jairus' daughter, amen. Oh, y'all got to help me out, amen. I think it was Jairus' daughter, amen, that they said that she was dead, amen. But Jesus said, she's not dead. She's just asleep. Oh, glory be to God. Sometimes if we're not careful, we're just asleep. We're just walking through this life asleep. But people might think that we're dead. But I'm not dead because I got Jesus, amen. I might be in a dark place, but I still got the Lord of Lords, amen. I still got the King of Kings, amen. Oh, glory be to God. But I might be asleep. Sometimes I could be pacing the floor, just going through the motions, just like I'm asleep. If I'm not careful, I'm just walking around, I'm coming to church, I'm praying, I'm fasting, just because this is the time that I pray and I fast, when I get up, give them a 3 or 5 minute, thank you, Jesus, and Lord, work out all my problems, and then I'm gone. I'm walking through this life, just sleep. I look all put together, but I'm asleep. I look like I got everything in place, but I'm asleep. The Bible says that there was no breath in them. And when there's no breath in them, then there's no life. When we're walking through time, sleep. And somebody said, even when it was Lazarus, if he sleep, then he do well. But then Jesus had to let him know plainly, Lazarus is dead. Sometimes if we're not careful, our sleepness will lead to death. Amen, somebody. If we're not careful, our sleepness will lead to death. The Bible says a little leaven, leaven the whole lump. After a while, it might not seem like a big thing, but Lord, I still come to church. Lord, I still get down on my knees, and I'm talking about me first. Lord, before I go to bed, I still tell you thank you for the day. Amen. But sometimes I can still just be walking through this life, sleep. Then after a while, that sleepness can turn to death. I can still have it all together, but I'm sleepwalking. I'm still existing, but I'm not fully what God want me to be. Amen, somebody. But the 8th verse said, and when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. God can begin to work a work where you can see him starting to put things together. You see him starting to put things in place. But then we still have to continue to ask God, say, Lord, I know that you have started a work, but you're going to finish that what you started, Lord. The 9th verse, read for me.
Then said he unto me, mm-hmm. Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus say the Lord God, come from the four winds,
mm-hmm.
And breathe upon these slain that they may live.
What? That they may what?
Live.
There's a live again. There's that live again. But sometimes, in the scripture, talk about the four winds. We can be in the midst of our deliverance, but it still don't operate on our behalf. What do you say, brother? I say this. The wind, we could be involved in the midst of the wind, but the wind can still not have any effect. I'll make it a little bit clearer. Daniel in the lion's den was in there with the lions. Those are things that could have very well took his life. But he was in the midst of it. They didn't do anything to him. The three Hebrew boys was in the fiery furnace. They was in the midst of the fire. But the fire didn't do anything to them. These bones was in the midst of the winds. They was in the midst of it. But it didn't do anything for them. But when God told the man of God to prophesy unto the winds, now the winds began to move, amen. But the winds began to move on the bones' behalf, amen. Sometimes we can be in the midst of our deliverance, but we haven't spoke to the wind yet. Amen, somebody. We have what we need right here. And I heard Brother Dempsey say it again, amen. God is in this place. But one thing he often say, he said, even though God is here, and I'm paraphrasing, come up to the altar. Let us pray for you that you can get your deliverance. God can be in a place. But God is a gentleman, which I heard one time. He's not going to force himself on you. But if you ask him, then he'll step in. Amen, somebody. He can be in a place, but he won't step in. He won't force himself on you unless you allow him to. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. You don't think Jesus got the power to come into any house he want to come into? But the scripture says, I stand at the door and knock. He's being polite. He is not going to force himself on us. He's very gentlemanlike. Can I come in? I got something for you. Can I come in? I got your deliverance. Can I come in? Amen. I want to bless you spiritually. Can I come in? Amen. I want to give you this deliverance. Can I come in? Amen. He's right there. But we don't ask him. The Bible says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. The scripture says that he said, prophesy unto the wind, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain that they may live. In the 10th verse says, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. One thing about it, we can be great. The scripture says in Psalm, I can't remember the first part of the scripture, but it says, increase my greatness. You're great already. But we can be even greater. The Bible said, greater is he that is in. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. The world don't have these kind of benefits. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You, me, we got greater. But the scripture says he had to prophesy to the four winds. And when he prophesied, the Bible says now the wind began to move in a certain way. The wind will always move just because of its existence. It's always moving. But now the wind specifically moved in a certain way when he prophesied to the four winds. Now the winds began to move on my behalf. On my behalf. You got to make it personal for yourself. Are you prophesying to the wind for them to move on your behalf? The scripture says, the 11th verse, then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. We're going to live. We're going to live. I'm going to prophesy. We're going to live. Ain't nothing that's going to happen unless God allow it to happen. I'm going to live. I'm one of his children. I serve him. Now, all the time, just like your average children, your regular children, they don't always do everything you say, but you still, they're still your children. They still got the benefits of having your last name. And the scripture says that we are bought with a price. I'm a royal priesthood, amen. I'm part of a peculiar people, amen. People may look at me funny. I look strange, but I'm part of the royal priesthood. Amen. I'm a part of a holy nation. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. I'm part of a nation. When I call upon the name of Jesus, amen, he have to answer. Amen. And when I call upon him, amen, he'll come and see about me. Amen. I'm a part of a holy people. You can come. You can come. I'm part of a holy nation. Holy nation. With that comes benefits. With that comes power. With that comes deliverance. But we got to believe it. Again, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Because the scripture said, if you can see it, why do you yet hope for it? You got to believe. I'm going to live. You got to believe. It ain't going to be like this always. You got to believe that greater days are coming. Greater days are coming. Even when I don't see the way, I got to do what the prophet did.
I got to prophesy to my dead situation.
That's right. Amen, amen.
I got to speak to my dead situation.
Yeah.
I got to speak even though my children seem like they're so far away from the Lord. I still got to prophesy those children are going to be saved one day. Because the Bible said the promise is unto you and your children and all them that are far off. If you don't have Christ on today, you have an opportunity to get him in your life. The Bible says, let every man be born again. I think it was Nicodemus that said, can a man be born a second time and enter a second time to his mother's womb? But that's not the type of born that he was talking about. He said a man must be born of the water and of the spirit. There's water back there. And even if there's not water, water can be back there. Where you can go down in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. But at the name of Jesus. It don't have to be baptized first, then the Holy Ghost. It could be Holy Ghost, then the baptism. But you do need both. You do need both. Not because James said it, but because the scripture said it. The Bible said holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It's not nothing that somebody making up. If it's in here, they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I asked the Father to send another comforter. Well, I was sent in my name. While I'm there, say to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But that scripture says, I will send another comforter. And I will send it in my name. What is the name of the Father? What is the name of the Son? What is the name of the Holy Ghost? The scripture says, by this name, we must be saved. Everybody all across the world was all in that place. Men out of every nation, Peter opened up his mouth and declared that repent and be baptized, every one of you, not some of you, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not by Buddha or Muhammad or Allah. None of that can save you. But Jesus came.
Amen. Good.
Jesus came.
Amen.
We got to call on the name of Jesus. We got to call on the name of Jesus. And when you call on that name, you just feel more alive. Because in him, there is life. There is life. Let's just thank on that name. If you need the Holy Ghost, if you need the water baptism, like I used to hear at the other church, amen, we don't have to embarrass you. If you feel like you want to be baptized all by yourself for the most part, pastor, minister, somebody will stay around and they'll baptize you, because we need to be saved. We all do. You don't have the Holy Ghost. It's not about tarrying, saying that that's going to cause you to get it, but what it will do, it will focus your mind. It will build strength to receive what you need to receive from him. You don't have to take long. But the Bible says, I give it to them that obey you. Thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what we feel in this place, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have life. Lord, you said a living dog is better than a dead lion. Lord, we thank you for the life on today. Lord, make us clean, Lord. Inside and out, Lord. But we know there's nothing too hard for you, and with you all things are possible to them that believe. Help us to believe on today. Help us to believe on today. Help us to believe on today. Because we will live and declare the works of the Lord.
Come alive.
phenomenal message. I almost feel like opening these altars to see if somebody missed responding. That was a good message. And it touched in a lot of points and in a lot of ways. And what made that message special to me was I get up just about every day and I quote that. I put my hand on this issue in my liver and I said, let me tell you something. Now I want you to listen real good. It's going to be a good day for me and a bad day for you. Because I don't know how many sales you got in you. But you're going to have a little bit less today. And I quote that Psalms 118. I will live and I will not die. And I will declare the wonderful works of God. And then the next verse says, though his chastisement is grievous. And I've reminded him a few times, it's feeling pretty grievous down here. And it's sore. David said it made him sore. And I've reminded him of that. He said, this thing is not unto death. David, you're going to go through it. POPC, you're going to go through it. The Lord gave me that verse at the beginning of our journey. And I have used it every day. Along with a personal word that he gave me. And nothing indicates death. I'm claiming every day that I'm coming out. Y'all ain't gonna be able to handle me when I get out of this. I'm coming out with fire in my bones. And they done been stopped up in there for months. I tell you what. I told the Lord this morning, I said, I'm thankful I'm headed to church. And I said, I wish I was preaching, but I know Brother Brown will do a good job. And God, you anoint him. And you help him. Every preacher needs help. Don't think you get up here by yourself. And you'll find the floor quick. It's all about Jesus. And so with hearing his title and me quoting that scripture, I figured I'd give you just a little bit of news I got this week. I had to go over to I did the three procedures on my liver where they go up in there. And after that, y'all can sit down if you need to. I've been sitting the whole service. I ain't going to call nobody out. I know when to and when not to. I don't feel like I should say anything right now. But when I started this journey in February at the City of Hope, of course I have a large tumor in my liver, and they put me on immunotherapy drugs. Don't know if you know what that is. If you don't know it, you have to look it up. Well, it sent my body into a frenzy. My enzymes, my ALT marker, and my AST marker, which is an indication of where your liver enzymes are, they went through the roof. Way through the roof, in the 300s. And so she put me on prednisone to calm my spirit, my immune system, and get everything in my body to calm down. while I was on the prednisone, they did 3 treatments, 1 treatment per month, because they didn't want me to just sit there and them do nothing. So after the 3rd treatment, she said, I'm going to start you on 2 brand new immunotherapy drugs. So not this past Wednesday, but 2 Wednesdays up would be 2.5 weeks ago. I went on that Wednesday. That's why I wasn't at church. And she started me on the 1st one. She said, you handle that one good, and in a month I'll add the 2nd one, because she was being apprehensive and precaution. You know, if the tumor was in another spot of my body, it wouldn't be as big of a deal, but it's in the liver. So I can't have it killing my liver, because you got to have a liver to live. And so that was the quandary that we found ourselves in. Is I got to get these liver enzymes down. Well, they slowly came down, thank God. She ran blood tests and she said, okay, I want to give you this 1st drug. And so she gave it to me 2.5 weeks ago. And it caused me a little bit of fatigue. That's why I'm kind of fatigued. If not, I'd be down there walking around. But at any rate, I went in, I got the infusion. It's an infusion they give in your arm through a drip bag. And she called a couple of days into the next week and said, we want you to come in 2 weeks after that infusion, because I want to go ahead and pre-check your liver. Everything. Every liver function I have is good. Which means that it's handling the drug. And I told the Lord, if you don't touch my liver, you know, it's got to be able to handle the treatment. And that's what she told me. She said, we got to make sure that it can handle what's going on in your body. And so she did that. She come in, she's connected with a hepatologist, which is a liver doctor. He said, looking at his numbers, it's actually amazing that with the size of the disease draped over his liver, that the liver function is as good as it is. And this hepatologist, which is a liver specialist, my oncologist, she's not. She's just a cancer doctor. But he went down every marker on the lab sheet that pertained to liver health. And he said, everything looks good to me. And I give God praise for that. Now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's another marker on the lab work that the oncologist does. It's called an AFP. It's called an alpha ferritin protein. This will never be on the labs you run with your general practitioner. These are typically ran in special situations. She runs this every time as well. And she ran it, what was it, this past, when did we find this out? Wednesday? It was Thursday. She ran this individual test. And what our alpha ferritin protein does, I'm not trying to be too, what'd you say, medical or something? I'm just telling you what little I know. I can't even talk this stuff. I'm lost half the time that doctors talk, because they've studied it their whole life. and I've studied it for a few months. But this alpha ferritin protein marker, the tumor secretes a substance in your blood, and that test picks up how much substance is there. And they can detect whether the drug seems to be working based upon the result they get. Well, when she tested me for the first round, my number was through the roof. It's unbelievable. 2,300,000. We came back and had labs done Thursday, so the drug's only been in my system 2 weeks. It was 1,200. That's a 96% drop for 2 weeks of treatment. I shall live. Come on, somebody. Come on, I shall live. And I shall not die. Oh, it might be grievous and it might be sore, but we're going to declare the works of God. And I try not to, and there's power in speaking to yourself. You speak over your body. Don't let no doctor tell you when you're leaving. Nobody knows when you're leaving. No, I'm leaving when Jesus says I'm leaving. And not a day early, nor a day late. He'll get me when he's ready. And everything I can tell, he ain't ready to get me yet. I don't know the purpose of all this. I don't know what the purpose is. But whatever we got to get through and go through, we're going to do it. David said, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I shall fear no evil. But he never gave credit and made his journey evil. It was always under the hand of God. And I'm not giving the devil no credit. He's already defeated. He's under our feet. He can't stop what comes out of our mouth. You speak life, you'll get life. You speak death, you'll get death. For understand that a man will soweth what a man reaps. Life to life everlasting. And if you sow to the flesh, you get corruption. And I'm going to keep speaking and keep declaring. And I got other verses I use too. You got to hit him with everything you got. Y'all got me standing now. Y'all better slow down. Go get my Bible over there. Anyway, love you guys. Man, you did a great job. I'm telling you. You spoke to my heart. Brother Harper.
Come on, one more time. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Even when we can't see it, Sister Brown, God's on the move. Well, it's contagious up here. The one thing you don't want to give a preacher is a microphone when it's moving. Amen. So, Elijah and Landon, if you will, grab the offering plates. We're going to take up our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. Give back to the Lord what He has blessed us with. Amen. This is a form of worship. This is not just something that we do to fill up time, but this is